Welcome to another episode of Raising Playful Tots. The podcast for moms making the most of playtime. Raising Playful Tots is a weekly internet radio show and podcast where parents can share, learn, and laugh together about natural play ideas to engage their little tots aged between birth and five. So, let's join our host, Melissa Avila, for this week's show.
Welcome to Raising Playful Tots, show number 33. If you're new here, welcome, and hi to the regular playmates. Plenty of room in the muddy puddle over here. This podcast is about mums making the most of playtime. And we've had quite a few people here through sharing their family experiences about play. So, what's your week been like for play this week? Did you manage to squeeze in play, or do you need to really add some more? Come on, you can tell me. I love hearing what everyone is doing with their tots. You can email me at melitza@raisingplayfultots.com. Or you can try the voicemail number, and that's 512-827-0505, extension 3998. Last week, we had Dr. Petra Kern, owner of Music Therapy Consulting, talking about music and how you can use it effectively at home with your little tots. Today, I'm happy to share an interview with Lorraine Ackerman, mum and blogger and co-founder of My Busy Kit. That's www.mybusykit.com. Stay tuned after the interview for the weekly find. I'll be right back after this short break.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Today I'm excited to be talking to Lorraine Ackerman, mum and blogger and co-founder of My Busy Kit, a mum who loves family travel. Welcome to Raising Playful Tots.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm happy to be here.
So you're a mum with an idea. How many of us have said, you know, I could just make this, fill in the blank, but we never get round to doing it. Tell us about how your idea came up and led all the way to becoming a product. What's your story?
Well, it started when we had play groups when the kids were young. So I would meet on a weekly basis with another group of moms. There were maybe 10 of us. And we would all get together, and you'd sit on a blanket at the park, and the kids would sit there, but you would mostly talk. But those friendships spurred a lot of ideas, and one other mom and I partnered after we found that we were traveling a lot with our children, and we took some trips, and she had actually packed a clear sheet bag full of just interesting gadgets, not even toys necessarily, but things to keep the kids occupied while they were on the road. And her name's Annabelle, and when she came back from that trip, she called me up and she said, you know, I think we're onto something here. So we spent the next 6 months finding and testing items that kids found interesting, and we had a group of 10 kids at any given time looking and telling us what worked and what didn't. And then we placed an order for 1,000 clear bags, and we started giving these away as birthday gifts. And so I guess the way we started is we just built it. We got the materials to build it, and we put together a test audience and a test scenario. And then we collected feedback. And since then, we've just taken every step incrementally. So it was one step at a time. And we went from an order of bags to getting our relationship set up with vendors and suppliers, and then getting the word out at local events, preschool fairs, and farmers markets. And then we just took it from there.
Wow, look at the power of a playgroup and mums getting together, and how that inspiration of ideas can really lead to something. That's really powerful. Describe what's in your busy kit.
So every busy kit has four elements of play. So we include items for coloring. So that's blank white paper, an activity pad, washable markers, and crayons. Discovery, those are gadgets to explore the world. So an example might be a magnifying glass, tape measure, flashlight. Create is fine motor skills. So there might be lace board or connecting discs or connecting shapes where you can build creations. And play, which is imaginary play. So you might see finger puppets or a little doll or a little car. So something to, you know, just spur your imagination for different scenarios and scenes. And what you end up seeing when you use the busy kit is that the kids intermix all of those elements. And actually, one of the most popular items in the boy and girl kit is just tape. Because whatever they've made or created, they can tape together, and then you'll see what they come up with.
Oh, that's perfect. My kids absolutely love tape. We have to buy it by the, it feels like the bucket load, because they're always taping everything together. It's their fix-it glue. It's like, it's not sticking together. I need some tape. So
tape, exactly.
Do that. What age group are the kits aimed at?
3 to 7 is the main age group. We've customized for younger kids. Those are kind of the larger parts, though, because they have to be the non-chokeable pieces. And we've also heard that we've had tweens playing with them. Because of the art, you know, that scales up in age.
Right.
So, but the main focus is, I would say, preschool, kindergarten.
Oh, that's perfect, because they are the busy people at that time. They need lots of different activities and things to engage them and make them feel like they are doing something themselves and not just, you know, playing by themselves.
Correct, correct. Mm-hmm.
Can you share some places where you think having a busy kit would be really useful?
Yeah, I mean, the real hot spot is the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking an airplane ride, and I mean, I recall when we were stuck on the tarmac for 3 hours, and it saved us. So those moments where you're not quite even sure you're going to need it in instances of travel, but then something happens, like a long customs line or an airport layover. So times of travel has been the popular niche. But we've heard that it's been used, I think one that's interesting is a sibling sporting event. So when you need to take one child to practice and the other one isn't engaged in that sport, it gives them something to do. The other is a restaurant when you're out to eat and you're waiting for your food to come. So those are some examples of what we've heard back from our customers.
Well, I like that it's in a bag that you can just pick it up and go, because I think a lot of us have the idea to pack, you know, a few things that end up in my purse. And, you know, you're rooting around on the bottom floor. I'm sure I had a little car in here somewhere to give you, or here's a pen on, here's a receipt so that you can write on. But actually having a kit, a bag that you can pick up that's designated as this is their activities, these are their toys and play activities that they can do, and just pick it up and put it down, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Thank you. And, you know, it's not a novel idea. I'm not going to take credit for the idea because, like you said, all moms do it in some way or some shape or some form. And, in fact, I've met with grandmothers who have come up to us when we've been selling the kits and have said, hey, I used to do that as well, like grandma's magic bag, or a babysitter might bring a bag. But it's the fact that it's done and we've found and tested a variety of items that we think work. But yes, parents do it all the time, and there's a need.
Yes, there is, definitely. I see from your site that you're involved in community work with My Busy Kids. Can you highlight a few things that have happened to you all?
Well, one of the latest things we do, there's an organization called Shelter Network, shelternetwork.org, and they provide temporary housing for homeless families. And so what we do when we find and test busy kits, we may order something that doesn't work. It doesn't hold up to our kind of criteria, but it's perfectly fine and it's perfectly acceptable. You know, for most people, maybe the car is red and plastic instead of blue and better, you know. So we take our extra inventory. We make sure that it's functional and safe, but we package it up for, we make busy kits basically for kids in the shelters, and they've been a real hit there. And so it's been a great thing because if we're not wasting our products that we order, we can put it all to use.
Oh, that's brilliant. Do you have another one that you could share?
Baby Buggy in New York, we worked with a couple years ago, but it just got too much to ship all the way across country. So we're in California. So what we've been trying to do is reinvest in the local community. But that was a pretty fun organization that really got us thinking about making kits out of overstock inventory.
Oh, that's I like that idea. We've talked about it locally here, about making things for hospitals and children that are in long stay for various health reasons, and siblings that come in with their parents to visit, and having things and activities for them to do. I've seen lots of different initiatives that way as well. So it's great how you can use parts of your business to help in the community like that.
Yeah, hospitals is a very key factor. When we first started, we actually have a relationship with the Lucille Packard Hospital, and we need to get that one going again because the fit is perfect and it really meets a need. So
that's true. Well, today I'm talking to Lorraine Ackerman, mum, who is really making the most of her playtime with her product called My Busy Kit. Well, we're a military family, and we're about to leave our current station, and with a few international flights in our future, though, and there's a lot of other military families moving in the summer with young children. Some will be a little scared because it's their first time on flights, you know, with the little ones. Do you have any ideas for the future about busy kits that target perhaps military families or a road trip busy kit?
Do you mean to theme the kits in a certain direction or market them in a certain direction?
Either, I guess.
Because there are options where you can take the kits and you can build in different types of themes. We've done it for summer travel, like we have camping stickers or space stickers. So I think that would be a great idea to theme it toward military families.
Excellent. I love the whole concept of My Busy Kit, play activities that go on and on, but a variety of activities as well. I love the way that you seem to have four components that are there. I'm a big fan of backpacks full of activities and mini car treasure baskets for the babies, and I love that it's a grab-and-go activity as well. So there's a lot of thought that's gone behind the Busy Kit. Well done, you two. I think that's really cool how you just have all come up with all these ideas, and it just works. It just makes sense, especially, like I said before, when you are packing to go on a road trip or to go somewhere else. Sometimes finding things for the kids is the last thing that you are thinking of to do, and knowing that you can just grab a bag with activities and just leave is just great. Where can you buy your kits?
We source them out of the San Francisco airport. There's a company called Books, Inc., which is one of the largest independent book retailers on the West Coast. And so they have a shop in San Francisco Airport in the United Terminal. So that's a popular destination for us. We have Bay Area local retailers, mostly bookshops out in the San Francisco area. Aside from that local area, we sell them online. So also mybusykit.com, and we have a Google checkout store, and we just ship them directly to the end user. So aside from the Bay Area, you probably can't look at them in person, but you can look at them online.
Oh, and the pictures are great. I've been having a good old look at those. Do you have a newsletter that we can sign up for so that we can learn more about BusyKits?
Well, yeah, what we do is we channel most of our news through our Facebook feed. So it's facebook.com/mybusykit. And we also have a family travel blog where we have different relationships with great travel resource sites for families like trekaroo.com. And that family travel blog is at keepsmesmiling.com.
Perfect. Can you share the name of your website again just so that we know where to come and get these great busy kits?
You got it. It's www.mybusykit.com, and the blog is www.keepsmesmiling.com.
Great. I've been talking to Lorraine Ackerman, the co-founder of Clear Bags Full of Engaging Play Activities for Preschoolers called My Busy Kit. Visit their site at www.mybusykit.com. Thanks, Lorraine.
Thanks so much, Melissa. Talk to you soon.
I'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Dr. Roberta Golenkoff from University of Delaware, author of A Mandate for Playful Learning in Preschool, and you're listening to Raising Playful Tots.
Thanks for the great links, Lorraine. For more information and more links about all the things that Lorraine has been talking about, and to get a copy of My Busy Kit, don't forget to check the show notes at www.raisingplayfultots.com, and you'll see a link to all the things that are mentioned. Let's go to the weekly find. I wanted to introduce you to Fat Brain Toys. You probably have seen their badge on the side of the blog on Raising Playful Tots, and I've also had from time to time the badge up on the main blog at play-activities.com/blog. What you probably don't know about Fat Brain Toys is that they're not just any old toy company. They sell toys, but they don't just sell any old toys, they sell specialized toys, but they're at good prices and reasonably priced as well. But that's not the only thing that makes them special, that they're reasonably priced and that they aren't a big box store, is that they also design and develop original toys and games as well. And they started with the Dado cubes, which I'm sure most of you are familiar with, and they are terrible at explaining things. Let's try. They're cubes that interlink and they combine art and science as you explore architectural principles. Well, that's what it says. And that's what it looks like in the picture too. They have four new items that they have made, designed and made themselves and that they're selling. And I wanted to introduce you to two of them because they are great for the under fives. This toy store isn't just about plastic and getting all sorts of toys out to kids. They're really designed with the kids in mind and brain work, brain development, and thinking what parents would want too. So we might look at some of these toys and think, that really doesn't look like anything that I would want to use. And I think the best thing that I think about when I see that is that I'm not the one that's playing with it. Let's give the kids a chance. And with all toys, it's just great to let them try it out. Because you know how it is. When you go to somebody else's house, the kids play with all of those toys all the time. And you just think, I would have never thought that they would have played with those toys. And so sometimes you do just have to try these things out. One of the toys that they're showing today, straight from the toy lab, is Dado Planks and Inchimals. So let's start with Dado Planks. Dado Planks look and feel like something that so many toddlers would love to do. Well, let's take my toddler, for example. He's two this month, and he loves to build things as high and as tall as he can, higher and higher and higher and higher. Well, of course, after some point, everything just pitches over. Well, this would be the perfect toy for him, because he can just keep building it higher and higher and higher. The sense of achievement that he would get would be great. And he also has two older brothers, so I'm sure that they would shore up the bottom to make sure it doesn't fall over. And then there's the Inchimals, which are a perfect, playful introduction to sequencing, estimation, and measuring with animal comparisons. And I would say this is more for a preschooler, because you can actually compare different sizes of sticks that they have there, and they've all got little animals on the front of them, and you can compare different sizes and shapes, and you can use them as measuring tools, you know, see how long your hand is compared to the measuring stick. And instead of it just being the measuring stick, it's actually got an animal on it. So is your hand longer than the giraffe, or is it smaller than the elephant? So it just brings a playful way of playing with maths, and that's just I think that would be really great for a preschooler. So if you haven't already checked into them, you should look at Fat Brain Toys. And I have a link to that on the site. Okay, it's time to wrap up this week's show. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Raising Playful Tots, show number 33, for the week of the 11th of July, 2010. Come on over and play next week. Until then, find time for some unplugged play. Join with me each week as we share, learn, and laugh together about making the most of early childhood playtime.
Thanks for listening to the Raising Playful Tots podcast. For new show ideas or comments, leave a voicemail at 214-615-6506, extension 3998, or leave a comment at www.raisingplayfultots.com. Visit the show notes for links to what we have talked about in today's show.